Next is a progress note on Arlene Davis, D-A-V-I-S, Arlene, A-R-L-E-N-E, Places Courtyard in Schwartz Creek, May 20th, 2022. Sheriff Ms. Davis was seen regarding hypertension, comma. Osteoarthritis. History of right hip. A paragraph history. Mrs. Davis denies any new hip pain, as she did have a previous hip fracture, period. Her sister of atrial fibrillation and her heart rate is controlled, but she's not in anticoagulation due to the fact that she has had significant bleeding before, period. She has decreased hearing in her left ear, period. However, we could communicate reasonably well, period. She has hypothyroidism treated with levothyroxine, period. She does not feel excessively cold or dry, period. New paragraph, she has osteoarthritis, but that's controlled, period. Or she has Norco and morphine available if needed, period. She had been on hospice, but stabilized and thus was taken off hospice, period. She has a history of diastolic heart failure and uses oxygen at night, period. She is not short of breath when seen. The paragraph review of systems is negative for chest pain, dyspnea, nausea, vomiting, arthralgias, etc. I'm trying to get rid of, to cancel arthralgias, not just say she has no dysuria or any specific symptoms, period. She has decreased hearing of the left ear. The paragraph examination. Not acutely distressed, temperature 99.3, pulse 90, respiratory rate 16, blood pressure 108 over 60, O2 sat 94%. Lungs were clear to auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular. Normus 1 is 2, no gout, no murmur, abdomen soft, non-tender. Neurologic, she complains of numbness of toes, but on sensation. And that's intact, but maybe slightly diminished. Musculoskeletal, she has contractions of the knees and the left second toe is a hammer toe, period. The paragraph assessment plan. One, she has chronic diastolic heart failure, which is controlled with Lasix 40 milligrams BID, period. She's also on Clorcon 20 milliequivalents daily, period. Two, she has history of right hip fracture, but that's not too bothersome, but she has Tylenol or morphine or Norco available if needed, period. She likely doesn't need the morphine as she's not in hospice anymore, period. Three, she has a cardiac pacemaker. Four, she has hypertension, which is currently controlled without specific any hypertensives, period. Five, she has hypothyroidism, and continue 11 thyroxine, 100 micrograms daily, period. We're all continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation. Mm-hmm.